Welcome to God Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Okay, welcome back to God Invention Radio. Our special guest for segment two, Jeff Lindsay. He's a registered U.S. patent agent, inventor. He's got over 100 U.S. patents. He's a former corporate patent strategist of Kimberly-Clark back in the day. And he's an author of a book called Conquering Innovation Fatigue. Jeff is a very well-rounded guy, and we're happy to have you on the show, Jeff. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And we're going to continue with segment two. You gave us some information about yourself and the difference between patent agents and patent attorneys. I just have one real quick announcement from Inventor's Digest. This is the one I was looking for in the beginning of the show. They want me to announce that all U.S. college students can earn cash and other prizes through the Inventor's Digest National Alt Energy Challenge. So if you know of any college students out there that aren't listening to the show, you can always have them download the show later on or give them the information. Let them know that this information is on InventorsDigest.com. It starts March 26th, and students can submit a two-minute video elevator pitches to Inventor's Digest. Winners will be announced during the National Inventors Month in August. And they're saying to help save the world 1 kilowatt at a time. More details will be announced next week at InventorsDigest.com. Very interesting, huh, Jeff?
It is.
There's some great resources on InventorsDigest.com, so take a look and also learn more about that contest. All right, so, Jeff, tell us really, as inventors, the big question is, you know, I don't know if I think my idea is unique, it's novel, I think I can get away with it, but do I really need a patent? Tell me, what's the purpose of this patent?
That is a great question, and I hope all inventors and even people in large major corporations will step back and say, why do I need a patent? What am I going to do with that patent? What's my purpose in obtaining a patent? If you don't have a patent, then your technology can be knocked off. You may take your technology to the market, and somebody from another corporation will see it and say, well, that's a great product, or that's a great service, that's a great material. And if it's not protected, there's no reason why they can't copy that. And actually, that's a healthy thing. That's how technology spreads. That's how, you know, everybody advances, is by being able to take advantage of good ideas and good concepts that are out there. But for the person that put all the work and sweat into coming up with something new, if it's really new, it's a real shame if they don't realize the full benefits that ought to be theirs from what they've come up with. And the beauty of the U.S. patent system is it provides this limited rights, exclusive rights to the inventor for a limited period of time in exchange for telling the whole world how to make that, how to practice it, how to do it. And that lifts everybody's boat, hopefully gives the inventor some kind of benefit during the life of that patent. Then when it expires, everybody may have the ability to practice it. Doesn't guarantee the ability, but, you know, it becomes more part of the public domain.
Okay.
If you don't have the patent, you're not protected. You're very vulnerable, and you're going to get knocked off.
So
the question, pardon?
Right. So I have this idea, and I want to be able to protect it. I don't want anybody else to know about it. So you're suggesting that I look into getting this patent. I don't necessarily have to work on it and develop it right away, but just to have peace of mind to know that I'm protected. I mean, you hear people sending themselves envelopes in the mail and all kinds of stuff like that. What's your take on this?
Well, that's a very ineffective way to protect yourself. All that's based on a myth that is just going to get you burned. If you have something that is novel, you should consider getting it patented. If you feel like you have the wherewithal to take it to the next level, to turn this into a real product or to license it to somebody, just because you have a great idea doesn't mean you should patent it. And what you need to do is step back and say, why would I want a patent? Am I really seriously thinking about turning this into a business? Is there something novel that I can protect and keep others from copying or duplicating with a patent? Then maybe I need to get a patent. You have to first do a thorough prior art search. You really should do a thorough prior art search to make sure you really have something novel. And in addition to that, you need to understand what is the benefit to the market. Why would people want to buy this? How could I make this and make it into a business? You've got to be asking these questions But if you feel like you have something, if you're pretty sure you've got something, you've demonstrated it, if you do a thorough search and are convinced and maybe have experts helping you to become convinced that this is not already out there, it's not already known, there's not prior art where people, you know, describe or make or use, sell this kind of thing in the past, then you may have the opportunity to pursue a patent. When you get that patent, that gives you the ability to stop others from making, selling, using, and so forth, your invention based on the patent claims that you get. We can talk about what those are in a moment, too.
That's fine. Well, it sounds to me that you're kind of taking this patent idea and you're looking at it as a business. So really, when you're starting a business, you started explaining that there's all kinds of research and checking and background and prior art. That's one of my big sticklers. I know that inventors out there, they need to do a thorough patent search. How do you feel about that, Jeff?
Absolutely.
And what is a patent search?
Yeah, a patent search, and I probably prefer to use the term prior art search, is a search to see if what you have, your concept, really is novel and non-obvious. To get a U.S. patent, there's three basic requirements. Your invention has to be something that is novel, means it hasn't been practiced before, hasn't been described before, has to be non-obvious, that means it's not just some minor variation or obvious combination of well-known things that any ordinary, that a person of ordinary skill would be likely to come up with, and it also needs to be useful. Most inventions are useful. The big challenge that I see for many inventors is they come up with a great idea and they say, "Wow, this is good," and they look around and they go to the mall and they do some shopping and might even Google it and say, "Wow, this isn't out there. Nobody has this product or service, and I want to go patent it." And they might end up spending thousands of dollars to get a patent, and then the examiner says, "Well, hello, there's 10 patents just like this already out there, and plus there's these 5 articles that were published before, and there's this product from 1947, and that's if you get a really good examiner doing a really good search. But you may find that there was all these publications and articles and patents already out there that make it now impossible to get a patent, and your money was largely wasted.
So we definitely need to do a patent search. So does a patent agent do it, or do we go to a patent attorney, or do we go find somebody?
Right.
How can you help us?
Well, the first place to start is certainly doing some things yourself. The more you know about an area, and that includes reaching out to experts and maybe looking at trade journals and so forth and understanding the landscape, the more you know about an area, the more likely you are to recognize when something really is novel. That's the beginning. Your own knowledge and expertise as you explore, you can Google it, read books, talk to experts and all of that. But then you want to find out what is there in the patent art, what is there in other related art that might be related to this. You can still do a lot yourself at this stage. You can go to, USPTO.gov in their patent area and do some searches for patents. You can go to freepatentsonline.com, one of the resources that I think is really nice out there. There's a number of free resources. You can go to Google Patents and do searching for patents. But I will tell you, the average inventor will completely miss the key art because searching a patent really is a skill. It takes a lot of expertise. You have to understand all the different terminology that might be used. You need to understand classification codes and how they might apply.
It's scary to me, Jeff.
I think it does get scary.
I always mention this story. I did a search on a Sunday afternoon for hours and hours and hours, and I said, you know what? I just want to make sure 100% that I feel good about moving forward and making prototypes and going through and patenting my product or at least filing for my patent. And I decided to send it into one of the Ron Brown from Patent Search International, and I got back a whole stack of prior art. So I would have, as much as I'm doing it myself, I still feel like it's a professional. But you know what? There's people out there that need to do it on their own and experiment, and there's nothing wrong with doing a preliminary search just to see what's out there before you continue.
Right. But before you sink, $4,000 to $7,000, $8,000 into a serious patent, It's worth the, you know, it's typically on the order of hundreds of dollars to $1,000 for a good prior art search. And even then, you have to realize there may be key things that were missed. When companies litigate, when one company is suing another and they're trying to invalidate another patent, a company might spend as much as $100,000, sometimes more, in hiring professionals to dig through the literature and the products and so forth to come up with prior art that might render another patent invalid. So it can be very difficult to do it thoroughly, but an investment up front to have a professional search as part of your approach really makes sense, in my opinion. Otherwise, you're just really rolling the dice, and you may lose.
Well, that's very interesting points. Those websites, again, that can you give us that real quick? We're coming up
sure.
to the end of the segment.
Sure, there are many resources I could cite, but freepatentsonline.com is a very versatile site. The USPTO.gov, that's the Patent and Trademark Office's site, has a search engine, which is actually surprisingly good. There's a bit of a learning curve with it. And Google has a Google Patents feature where you can very easily access patents.
And also, as you're doing that, through all the intellectual property, go on, check some of the retail stores, go to the retail stores, look online, put in different variations of what your product or service actually, and we'll talk about that in a little while, but get an idea of what's out there in the market before you spin your wheels.
Well, now, what you're talking about, too, is market research, and we just strongly encourage people to consider both the market story and the IP story. Do them in tandem. It's part of what we call the circuit of innovation. We can go into that in more detail later.
Absolutely. So we're going to come up to a break. Segment 3 is coming up, and we'll continue with Jeff. You're listening to Got Invention Radio on WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back in a moment.
Voodoo Lounge.
Come see Vegas from our point of view.
Ride the glass elevators 51 stories above the strip to the peak of the Rio All-Suite Hotel and Casino.
Find yourself in a spell as we take you inside the Voodoo Lounge.
World champion bartenders flare up your favorite potion.
Perhaps our signature smoking witch doctor will be perfect to accompany you outside to the most incredible, breathtaking view of Vegas.
Gorgeous voodoo dolls dance in their cages to help you get your groove on while you make your way down the winding stairway to the VIP couches.
Listen, dance, chill, and groove to the hottest DJs spinning the top 40, old-school, hip-hop mashup, and house for your one-of-a-kind local experience.
For VIP reservations, call 777-6875. 777-6875.
Open nightly, and local ladies are always free.
Voodoo Lounge, only at the Rio All Suites Hotel and Casino.
The bottom line is social media can add to your bottom line. This is Angie Swartz, host of Twitter Talk Radio. To learn how social media can work for you, log on to freesocialmedianewsletter.com. Receive regular, short, helpful tips that will show you how social media can take your company to the next level. It is absolutely free and worth every penny. That is freesocialmedianewsletter.com. freesocialmedianewsletter.com.
Hey, this is Brandy Blanton, publisher of Southern Exposure Magazine. As a business owner, I'm always looking for ways to cut costs. And there's one expense that can almost always be reduced, your cell phone bill. How much are you paying for employee cell phones and service? Most companies are spending 10 to 60% more than they should be. Call NationLink Wireless to find out if your business is one of them. Ask NationLink for an audit of your cell phone expenses. Their experts are up to date on all wireless offerings and rate plans. And they'll do three things for you. One, they'll review each line item on your monthly bill. Two, they'll identify any unnecessary spending. And three, they'll report back to you with the best carrier and rate plan based on your current usage. A typical savings of around 27%. There's really no downside. If they don't save you money, it's free. If they do, their fee is based on your savings. Call NationLink now at 567-2222 to schedule your bill audit. That's 567-2222. NationLink Wireless, making wireless easy.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.